having a chance to, I've heard some of the remarks from the president in South Dakota. The governor there, she's terrific, Kristi Noem, by the way. Great opening act, if you will. Then the president describing a nation of genuine racial equality and diversity. A place where he said all men are created equal. And somehow in the Democrats' world of 2020, that's divisive and dark language. Talking about the American Constitution and the freedom of speech and the freedom of religion is somehow dark and divisive in the Democrats' world of 2020. Strange, but true. Joining me now, Mark Lauder, Director of Strategic Communications for the campaign for President Trump. Mark, welcome back to the program.
No, thanks for having me.
So I thought the speech talked about America, all of us, in this together, working together as a nation, as a people, to get past the tearing down of monuments, to stop the fighting and the rioting in the streets, to bring people together. I did not find it dark or divisive, but what else do they have, I guess?
Well, and that's really it. I mean, it's really remarkable. And look, I'm a former journalist. In fact, one of my first jobs out of college was in Michigan at a radio and television station in Grand Rapids. And when I see opinion now masquerading as news on the front page and in the headlines of the New York Times and the Washington Post and others, you know that they have run out of every other argument. Now they're just going to tell you not what was reported or what was said, but what they think it meant.
It's not even masquerading as news. Mark, it's not even masquerading as news. They're not even dressing it up. It's opinion, straight out. And it's happening at every level. When I worked for NBC News, when I first got hired there, I got a three-ring binder of do's and don'ts. 95% of it was don't, and it was 3 inches thick. The things that are happening on cable and network television today, I would have been fired for, and rightfully so, because it's not even anywhere near what journalism is, right or wrong.
No, absolutely right. And then when you take it to the next level, you see how sad it is that when you had the mobs that were looting, rioting, burning in our cities, destroying monuments, now are taking down monuments of Frederick Douglass. And you had a senator from Illinois who's rumored to be at the top of the pile for Joe Biden for vice president. She's saying she's open to the tearing down the statues of George Washington. I mean, this is where the radicals have gone. And Joe Biden is so feeble, he can't even stand up to it.
Yeah, Senator Duckworth, ready to tear down statues, could be a running mate for Joe Biden. Senator Duckworth, Tammy Duckworth of Illinois, ready to tear it all down as well, right? I mean, there it is. It's out there in front of everybody. But here's the thing, Mark. Call me crazy. Some do. But call me crazy. I don't believe that America is going to vote for lawlessness. I don't believe America is going to vote for, you know, some guy who has been offended backing up his pickup truck and wrapping a chain around a statue and yanking it to the ground. I don't think America's going to support the idea of defunding and dismantling police departments. I don't believe any of that. I believe there are the people that are remaining silent today is getting larger by the day because they see the attacks on police officers. They see the wanton slaughter in New York City, in Los Angeles, in Chicago over the 4th of July weekend, and they're like, this is not the country I want. Your thoughts?
Absolutely. And the question then is that, you know, where do those lives also matter? Because look at what's happening in those cities. And it's not about defunding the police and then connect it to the one thing they all have in common, which is decades upon decades of failed Democrat leadership. That's what they want to bring to the nation right now across the entire spectrum. And we can't do it.
I think one of the points that the president needs to get to, shifting gears here a little bit, Mark Lauder here, Director of Strategic Communications for the campaign. I think the president has to be clear that come fall, our kids need to go back to school. 22 nations in Europe have sent their kids back to school, many of which without masks. We know now from all of the studies and all of the research from Europe, from the United States, from all over this country and all around the world, kids are not particularly at risk from this virus. In fact, almost not at all. And we need to send kids back because the damage we're doing to them socially, emotionally, is far worse than what the virus has done. I think the president needs to lead on saying, okay, kids, it's time to go back to school and put a sense of normalcy back in America. Your thought on that?
You're absolutely right. In fact, the president tweeted out something very similar yesterday. The White House is having meetings and discussions about it today. because we do need it. Not because it's just right for the kids and for all the reasons that you also said, but think of all of the parents who can't go back to work right now because they can't, because they don't have anything to do with their, you know, the kids are home. They have to be there. They have to help with the homeschooling.
Sure.
So this is having a strong detriment on our economy as well as a strong detriment on our children. And once again, here we are. The president agrees. He says we've got to get our kids back in school. And then you've got Joe Biden who is saying, no, I'm going to let the teachers' unions control sure. everything, and we'll keep our kids home at least through November. Imagine that.
Which is, you know, which
they'll
is insane.
Keep them home.
Absolutely insane.
And that's
these
what
ideas.
We're dealing with here. We've got to look for it.
Yeah, Mark, these ideas that kids will go to school 2 days a week and then there'll be a cleanup day on Wednesday and then another group of kids will go to school the last 2 days a week, those are ideas. That's silly. Let me ask this. I mean, if that's the case, then why wouldn't we just say, okay, teachers, are you willing to take a 40% pay cut because the job you've been hired to do, you won't do because either you won't read about the fact that kids don't spread this around or you're too afraid to go in your classroom. And if you are, okay, I understand that. We'll hire somebody that'll do the job. We will hire somebody that will do the job and get it done.
I also look at this in comparison to, to everything else. I mean, obviously, I'm a parent, and I remember, when chickenpox was going through the school, pink eye's going through the school, the flu is going through the school, kids and have germs and they spread them going through the school. We didn't shut the schools down.
That's right.
We kept the sick kids home. And we didn't shut the schools down. We can do the same thing now. They are the least affected population in this in this virus.
That's right.
And
but making
so
sure they're socialized.
Need to get back to some common sense.
Making sure they're socialized and around their peers and in a group environment learning is extremely important for elementary kids, for middle school kids, for high school kids. And I've got them all. And it sounds like you do, too. Mark Lauder, Director of Strategic Communications for the campaign. Also, I'd like to note, Mark, no surge, by the way, of cases of the virus coming out of Tulsa. I'm shocked. In fact, it seemed to go quite well in Tulsa, Oklahoma. That's been a few days. A rally coming up, though, on Saturday. An outdoor rally. Tell me about that.
So the next rally will be Saturday. It's in Portsmouth, New Hampshire. And this will be at an airport hangar. So it'll be outdoors. There will be the opportunity. Everyone will get hand sanitizer. They'll get masks provided to them. We're going to strongly encourage folks to be able to wear the masks. It's obviously not required, but we're strongly encouraging it. And that's because we can. This is our opportunity. I mean, this is people's constitutional right to come together, to assemble, to hear and exercise their free speech. And it's amazing that you always have the liberals and the media out there celebrating the protesters.
Right.
But when it comes to political speech that they don't like, That's when they throw up their little hissy fits.
Right.
And lastly, I would say, let's remember, coronavirus death rate is falling. And even though the numbers of the increases in terms of testing, the age is much lower. Hospitalization rates are going down. The mortality rate is going down. This is not the same thing that we experienced a couple of months ago. And what I would also remind folks is that we can handle this. We can do these things. And we don't need one size fits all, because what the needs of Detroit are not necessarily the needs in rural parts of Michigan. Or
I got
to
leave it right there, Mark.
Manhattan.
Got to leave it right there. Mark Lauder from the Trump campaign, thank you for being here. Tell the president I invite him personally to Michigan. I'm Steve Gruber. This is the Steve Gruber Show.
If you've been looking at your 401k lately, you've probably been flashing back to 2008.
The worst day on Wall Street.
Although there are some differences. That was a banking crisis. This is a health crisis. And last time, we didn't have to stay home and shut down the economy. But there's one thing these two events have in common. You've probably lost money. The old joke about your 401k becoming a 201k isn't really funny anymore. In 2008, you probably didn't have a financial advisor and you just waited for the market to bring you back. And that may have taken 5 or 6 years. But this time, let's change that story. Call Bruce Van Hall and Mike Douglas to find out how to protect your money and even recover quicker this time around. 517-323-7526 or online at mylifeplanfinancial.com.
Investment advisory services offered through Stewards Wealth Planning, LLC, a registered investment advisor. Insurance and annuities offered through LifePlan Financial Design, Inc.
Helping those who need it most while building a better future. That's what Michiganders do. And it's what DTE is doing today. giving 2 million masks to frontline workers and 600,000 to small businesses, providing tablets and internet access so 51,000 school children can learn at home, and helping over 500,000 families across the state with food and shelter. Because for Michigan, we're always all in. DTE. DTE is taking big steps today that will power Michigan's economy for years to come. As one of the largest investors in the state, we'll spend $2 billion with Michigan companies this year alone, building critical infrastructure to provide cleaner, safer, and more reliable energy, while creating thousands of new jobs across the state, improving the lives of Michiganders today, while continuing to build a stronger tomorrow. DTE.